We're here at the NFL Scouting Combine in sunny Indianapolis. I'm Amy Wells, joined by Jim Wyatt. Jim, we've been here all week. We've seen a lot of things at this Combine. What are some of the main storylines that really stuck out to you this week?
Well, I think that, you know, the top of the draft, you know, Titans are picking 25 this year. It's a little bit different. So the guys who are going to go early, the guys who create the most attention are going to be the first rounders. Top of the draft, Saquon Barkley from Penn State, the running back, I think has helped himself. Obviously, the quarterbacks always get the attention. I stood and listened to Baker Mayfield, and certainly you can say he's cocky. He says he's confident. He's got a little bit of swagger here at the draft and thinks that he can turn the Browns along. I look at some of the other guys in this, you know, the quarterback class, Josh Allen, I think impressed with his arm, Lamar Jackson. I guess a little bit of a mini controversy because the reports have been that he has been asked to work out as a receiver. He's going to work out a receiver, but he says teams are looking at him as a quarterback. So those are some of the ones that have generated the most attention so far.
Head coach Mike Vrabel is obviously doing this for the very first time as a head coach, but John Robinson, the general manager, has been here before. He kind of knows the ropes. How do you think those two are really establishing a rapport between each other and getting the job done?
Well, I think they've really gotten to know each other here over the last month. I mean, these two, you know, there's been a lot of connections made from their time in New England, but the reality is John Robinson was a scout then. He said himself he was a scout at the time when Vrabel was a player. He would watch training camp, and then he would go out and look for Mike Vrabel's replacement. They've kind of gotten to know each other over the last couple of weeks. I saw a shot of them together kind of talking, you know, on the NFL Network feed today, and I think they have a similar vision on what they want this franchise to look like, what they want players to look like. They're talking to 60 guys here, and this is a time when they're really getting on the same page.
So in your mind, Jim Wyatt, what positions of need do the Titans have right now? What are they trying to fill?
Interior line potentially could be an area of need. I think, DeMarco Murray, a lot of questions about him this week. And even John Robinson said some things are going to have to be worked through there. I think edge rusher, interior lineman, potentially running back, depth, in the secondary, maybe inside linebacker, some of them as of today.
So where did the Titans go from here? The Combine's wrapping up. What is coming next in kind of our path to the draft?
Well, I think the team will continue to talk to some of its own unrestricted free agents. Josh Klein, Avery Williamson, Daquan Jones. I mean, all those guys. I'm sure the team is having conversations with a lot of guys before they hit the market. And then free agency will start a week from Wednesday. Before then, you've got a couple of pro days. I mean, Alabama's pro days this Wednesday. Vanderbilt, Tennessee State, MTSU all have pro days early next week. And then, of course, free agency when things will really start to give an idea of what the draft might look like as well.
All right. There's still a lot of work to be done for the Tennessee Titans. And, of course, we will have all of that coverage right here on TitansOnline.com. For Jim Wyatt, I'm Amy Wells, and this is your coverage from the Combine.